وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sheikh Kazem Ali.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. I welcome you all to IRIB English Radio. You're listening to the program for humanity, and today's topic is Hollywood, conditioning of the subconscious mind and the extermination of the human rights. We've discussed earlier that some of the fundamental elements of human rights are right to live and right to choose. However, imagine an organized and structured way through which one of our essential elements of human rights is negated and exterminated without even we realizing about it. And that is our right to choose. Let me give you a little introduction to our discussion before we dive in. Before we dive deep into it, very briefly, there's a book called Miraj al-Saada by Mullah Ahmad Naraqi, and it has been concised by Sheikh Abbas Qummi. And Sheikh Abbas Qummi is the same author who has written Mafatihul Jinan, who has compiled Mafatihul Jinan. Sheikh Abbas Qummi writes in his book, which is the concise version of Miraj al-Saada, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with four faculties. One is Shahwat, the other one is Ghazab, Waham, and Aql. If I translate these terms, they turn into greed, anger, fantasy, and logic. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that let logic rule all the other faculties. If this happens, then you would never go wrong, you would never go astray, and you will make the best and the most correct right choices. However, if any one of the other faculties gained control of the throne, that is greed, anger, or fantasy, and they tend to rule the human being, then the man will find himself making wrong choices and going astray unless he purifies himself and gets the Aql to come back and take the throne again. It is only under the rule of Aql that man can progress right and attain that Sa'adat and Kamal that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed for us. Now let's look at Hollywood. Let's look at the music industry. Let's look at the pop culture. What faculties do they target? What faculties are their area of focus? What faculties do they try and enhance? Do they have movies that target our faculty of Aql, or do they have movies that target our faculty of Shahwat, Ghazab, and Waham? Look at some of the movies. Look at James Bond. Look at Fast and Furious. Look at Thor. Look at Captain America. Look at Superman, Harry Potter. All these movies target either Shahwat, Ghazab, or Waham. Or look at their music, right from heavy metal to pop and to ballads and rap. All of them target just these three faculties, that is Shahwat, Ghazab, and Waham. Meaning that they are strengthening our specific faculties so that it would be beneficial for them, so that we choose what they want us to choose and not what a true, pure logic would want to choose. Look at all the list of cartoons that they have for our children. Do they enhance the logic of our children, or does it target their Shahwat, Ghazab, and Waham? Look at Power Rangers. It's all about fighting. Look at Ninja Turtles. Every time they face a problem, the only solution they have, the only methodology they have to solve the problem is by fighting and killing and destroying the opponents. They do not follow the method of dialogue a logical approach to sit down, discuss, and solve the problem. The only approach that they have is hit, fight, and kill. Look at Spider-Man, look at Batman, or look at Justice League. On the other hand, look at other cartoons that are focused and targeted to our little daughters, like Barbie or Nancy or Peppa Pig.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
These cartoons are designed in a way that they're focused on enhancing either shahwat, ghazab, or wahm, the greed in our children to have more, to have better, to have much, much more than what they already have, to discard what they have early and look for better and greater things. So essentially, they are trampling the human rights of the children right from their childhood. If you look at the Hollywood, they're targeting the human rights of the grown-ups by conditioning their subconscious mind and making them, or in a way, the term may not fit exactly right here, but then in a way forcing them to choose and behave in a way that they want us to behave. Look at all the advertisements that you see during your television shows. Some advertisements are focused on drinks, and some advertisements are focused on picking a particular brand of laundry, particular brand of clothing, particular brand of washing machine, or particular brand of lawnmowers, and all these are designed with the intention of making you choose what they want you to choose and not what you truly want to choose. Inshallah, in the coming episodes, we will deal in much greater detail looking at the various experiments they have conducted to arrive at this conclusion, conducting various experiments right from the grown-ups to the elderly, to the youth, to the youngsters, and even the teens, or to the extent of children. When I say children, we're not talking about children who are 8, 9, or 10. We're talking about children who are 6 months old to 2 years old, and capturing their behavior, looking at their behavior, monitoring their behavior, calling in psychologists to sit down and analyze their behavior so that they would truly understand what would impact them, what would impact their personality, what would impact their choices, and using these psychologists to design methods, design movies, design cartoons, design advertisements to influence the choice of the kids, to influence the subconscious mind of the kids, to influence the subconscious mind of the grown-ups, to condition the subconscious mind in a way that we choose exactly what they want us to choose, however we think we are choosing with our free will. And this is what I would point out and say, that this is what is extermination of the human rights, because they are taking away our rights to choose, our right to live freely. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytihi tayyibin at-tahirin. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajjil farajahum.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, we hope you enjoyed the program For Humanity. If you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
O mountains of Mecca, you were there when the Prophet Muhammad climbed down in despair. Engraved in his heart were the words of his Lord. To all of mankind, this was his call. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. O people, praise only Allah, glorify Allah. Mountains of Mecca, bear witness that I to the oneness of Allah do I testify. For all that He's given me, how can I deny? My purpose in life should be only to cry,
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. There is no God but Allah. Muhammad is his messenger.